They are joined by many peasants and farmers, whom they train to fight. They hunt down traitors and disrupt the enemy's communication lines. Reprisals are brutal. The Führer orders, immediately liquidate all people suspected of harboring even the smallest amount of hostility. Hitler consults with the Wehrmacht's commander-in-chief, Field Marshal Keitel. Operation Barbarossa is slowing down. Some of the generals believe that Hitler's strategy of using a three-pronged attack is to blame. Instead, Marshal von Bock, commander of the Army Group Center, wants all of his forces focused on Moscow. Hitler does not like generals who dare to contradict him. General Guderian is there. He insists, we're only 350 kilometers away from Moscow now. You understand nothing, says the Führer. You know nothing of wartime economics. First, we need the wheat from the Ukraine, so that they don't starve us as they did in the previous war. Moscow is nothing but a symbol. We'll take care of it later. He orders Guderian to swing south towards Kiev in order to close the pincer around the Russian armies still operating in pockets to the rear of the Wehrmacht. It will be the biggest encirclement of all time. The Germans capture 600,000 Russian soldiers in one fell swoop. Himmler comes through on a visit. No provisions have been made to feed the prisoners. With supreme indifference, Himmler contemplates those he calls the Untermensch, or subhumans. He will coldly let them starve to death. Lieutenant von Kargenek writes, we lived quite well in the Ukraine. We had everything we needed. Eggs, butter, fruit, milk, wine. An excellent red wine from the area around the Black Sea.